You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
Let us pray. Loving God, we pray that you will comfort us in our suffering, lend skill to the hands of our healers, and bless the means used for our cure. Merciful Jesus, the divine physician, you are our guide, the joy of our heart, the author of our hope, and the object of our love. We come seeking refreshment and peace. Please send healing and hope to the world. Amen.
Amen.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth or fifth, the minor fall in the major lift, a baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to her kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Welcome, dear listeners, to everyone listening online in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and around the world, and especially the parishioners of All Saints. Thank you very much for being part of this evening. We welcome you again to our show. It is called Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. We are
Mary Angela
and Nick.
Yes.
And we've pre-recorded this show from our place just to, you know, make sure.
Following the rules.
Following the rules.
Stay at home.
Yeah. And plus, you know, I think the radio station's been closed for a couple weeks. So.
Yeah.
So now we will share with you the many intentions for this evening.
So our intentions this evening are for all those that have passed away or are suffering due to the COVID-19 virus, especially those in long-term care homes like the seniors and all other homes that have been greatly affected. For people with special needs or who are disabled and are in need of constant care. Those suffering anxiety and that is caused by being alone and in isolation and not able to, and all those that are not able to pay their expenses due to lack of work.
We pray for the 22 people who died in the Nova Scotia shooting in April. We pray for the 6 Canadian soldiers who have died recently in the helicopter crash in the Mediterranean, protecting the borders of the countries over there. We pray for the healing of a friend of ours, Fernanda Ferreira, and for the repose of the soul of a good friend of ours, Elena Mastro Mateo, and her family. And we also pray for all of your intentions. So you guys are a big part of the show. So this evening, the topic for this evening is perseverance, healing, and hope in these new and strange days. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, because we are nearing Pentecost, and with the help of Mother Mary.
Because it's the month of May.
Yeah, the month of May. And today is Our Lady of Fatima, May 13th. So those are the 5 parts of the show. So with the format will be with many prayers and healing affirmations, we offer much hope and encouragement. There might be a word or phrase that really moves you tonight. And that will be the Holy Spirit working its wonder and love in you.
So we'll begin this evening by doing a small St. Ignatius examination of conscience. And the examination of conscience is always done in 3 parts. We look at what happened, what is going on, and what will we do.
And so before we start, just a little bit of humor, there's 3 types of people. When something happens, the first type is people who look at what happened. The second type are people that make things happen. And the third type are people who wonder what happened.
Like, how did we get here?
Yeah, and that's the first part of the examination of conscience. So we look at what happened in the past day or the past week or month. What happened? Well,
this is an update, right?
Yeah, we need to take a breath because this pandemic is global. There's 4 million people who are infected, of which 300,000 people have died. But the good news is 1.5 million people have recovered.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, at least there is some good news. But recently, it just feels like the world has stopped. It's probably like the 7th or 8th week that a lot of the businesses are closed. And we're not used to the silence and stillness. We are not in control. There's been a quarantine sent out. Now, quarantine is a Latin word meaning 40. And 40 is symbolic in the Old Testament when Moses and the Israelites wandered 40 years in the deserts. And when Jesus was in the desert after he was baptized and tempted by the devil for 40 days. Mm-hmm. So these are symbolic for times of trial and perseverance, right?
Yeah, 40 is a very symbolic number.
And these are the times we become very much closer to God.
And so some people ask, did God do this? Is he like punishing us for, I don't know, our wrongs in life? I don't think so. God is not someone who would punish. God is love. God heals. He, is merciful. So he would never be someone who would punish. It's more so, I think, that perhaps we are turning back to God. But he's always there to waiting for us to come to him for help. He's by our side constantly, always available to help us.
So the next part of the prayer is, what are we doing? So I think we're being very proactive, wearing gloves, masks. We include prayer in our daily life. We do a 6-foot social distancing. We wash our hands. We don't touch our face. We stay calm. We stay hopeful and proactive. It's hard because, you know, we keep our parent, we're far away from our loved ones and our parents are at home. So another bit of humor is, you know, because our parents are at home, we cannot enter the house only under an emergency. And yes, going inside the house to fix the remote is classified as an emergency.
Because they cannot live without the remote.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So,
not.
As Mary Angela said, why is this happening, right? And here's an example of what Jesus did when he healed the blind man. They asked, why was this man born blind? And Jesus said, so people can see the glorious works God can do through a person born blind.
Another thing that we're doing is we're staying a lot at home. And as the weeks go by, it's become, I think, harder and harder to stay where we are. Always working at home and being at home.
Yeah,
but,
just
you know,
have to
we
be
have
patient.
To make our due. So now what will we do, right? Now, how can we continue then?
The third part.
To persevere
of the prayer. Yeah.
And to get through this time period. Well, let's continue to pray. Let's stay hopeful. Let's continue our social distancing and cleaning our hands, being more patient. In fact, this is a real teaching moment for us to become closer to God. So become more prayerful, become more reflective. Take time to maybe help others more, be more aware of how we can help our others and how we can help our neighbors. Knock on doors, right?
Yeah,
that's what we've been
that.
Doing a lot of, you know, surprise people, you
yeah.
know. Go up to their door, talk to them. What do they need? And reach out to them. Also, how about reading the Bible? And when you read the Bible, read it together out loud, because it is something that should be proclaimed out loud. Finally, this is a quote from the Bible, I believe. So, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So God's there to help.
Yes, thank you very much, Mariangela. And so are we still in the Easter season?
Yes, indeed, we are until Pentecost.
Pentecost,
yeah.
So just a little recap. We enter a recap about Easter. The first part of the show is perseverance. So just basically a quick overview of what happened during our Lenten journey with Jesus. In the Jordan, Jesus was baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. He entered the desert. There he prayed, fasted, and he beat temptation. A little bit further into our Lenten journey, in Bethany, Jesus restores life to Lazarus. The next day, Jesus enters Jerusalem with humility. Later on in Holy Week, in the upper room, Jesus celebrates the first Mass. After that, he was obedient to the Lord, telling him, "Let your will be done and not mine." And he told us to stay awake, even 1 hour in quiet adoration with him. The next day, Pilate says to him, "Behold the man." Jesus was courageous and silent. During the Via Crucis, Jesus showed us what endurance and strength and valor are all about. He fell down 3 times. He kept getting up. On the cross, Jesus showed mercy and he forgave us because he said, "They do not know what they do." At the foot of the cross, that's where Mary showed us what faith is all about. She carried the hope of the church. Hail Mary, full of grace. At the empty tomb, this is where the resurrection and the hope is. And what do we say, Mary Angela?
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen to that.
And then a week later, in the upper room, Jesus didn't leave us. He came back. He breathed the Holy Spirit. He said, "Shalom, peace." And he left us with the divine mercy. "Jesus, I trust in you." So we're going to share with you some perseverance quotes. One of my favorite speakers and evangelists is Billy Graham. He once said this: "The Bible is not an option. It is a necessity. This is especially true in times of despair that can lead to anxiety and fear. These are a few of the many Bible verses to refer to for peace and comfort." So what we're going to do, we're just going to read them, and they're not all like, they're not all in a row, but we've just put a few together. So a few of them are like, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You are from God, little children, and you have overcome, because greater is he who is in you than the one who is in the world.
Yeah, I like to consider these spiritual, putting on a spiritual armor, right?
Yeah.
For spiritual warfare.
Yeah, for protection.
Yes. So these are, you know, really good quotes for that. So, in fact, another quote is, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes and firm.
Do not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. And do not fear them, for the Lord your God is the one who is fighting for you. So right now, Maranja, we will get into some healing prayers. And the first one will be the healing coronavirus prayer for protection from Pope Francis, to be said with the rosary.
Yeah, in fact, Pope Francis asked us to say this prayer during the month of May. You know, every day while we pray the rosary, and this is a really beautiful prayer. So here it goes. O Mary, you shine continuously on our journey as a sign of salvation and hope. We entrust ourselves to you, health of the sick. At the foot of the cross, you participated in Jesus's pain with steadfast faith. You, salvation of the Roman people, know what we need. You are certain that you will provide so that, as you did at Cana of Galilee, joy and feasting might return after this moment of trial. Help us, Mother of Divine Love, to conform ourselves to the Father's will and to do what Jesus tells us. He who took our sufferings upon himself and bore our sorrows, bring us through the cross to the joy of the resurrection. Amen. We seek refuge under your protection, O Holy Mother of God. Do not despise our pleas, we who are put to the test, and deliver us from every danger, O glorious Blessed Virgin. Amen.
Amen. And Pope Francis wants on the 14th of May, tomorrow, everyone to pray and fast and do charitable works of mercy to end the COVID-19.
And he wants all people, no matter their religion, to do this. Now, a prayer that we say now that we cannot receive the Eucharist because we're not present for Mass is the spiritual communion prayer for those unable to attend Mass. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Another beautiful prayer is a prayer of surrender. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will, all that I have and call my own. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.
Amen. That's from St. Ignatius
of
Loyola.
Yes.
Yeah. Another healing prayer is Christ, the candle of hope. May the Christ candle we light symbolizes our desire to bring light into the world of darkness and hope into a world of despair. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And so we also pray for our doctors, nurses, medical staff, cleaning
people.
All
the essential workers.
Yeah, all the essential workers, people who have worked straight through, right?
For those that are stuck at home that are, you know.
Yeah. We, this goes out to everyone, you know, that because everyone is dealing with something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is the, you know, the least we can do is offer some healing, hope, and perseverance.
Right? Everyone has their cross to bear.
Yeah, everyone has something, right? And we're in this together, mm-hmm. right? So a little bit more about healing. When the woman touched Jesus, she was instantly healed. Jesus went into town and villages and he cured all the diseases. Jesus healed the crippled man. There were 10 lepers and Jesus healed them all, of which only one came back to thank him. But that never stopped him from healing them. Even Jesus healed the bad weather when he rebuked the waves and said, be quiet and be still, right? Jesus healed the blind man at the Siloam pool, right? Jesus even healed many, many people who were possessed,
yes,
right?
And evil spirits.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you know, and the list goes on and on and on, right? We're going to share with you a verse from the book of Acts.
Yeah, this quote is from the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles. You know, O Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good things and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him.
Amen. So we're very big on words, and as mentioned before, if one word, one phrase, one verse jumps out at you, go with it. You know, pray on it, and know it's the Holy Spirit. So we're going to share with you some affirmations, and the first one, you can simply add Jesus at the front, and it's the I am affirmations. I am healthy. I am strong. I am blessed. I am ready to help. I am patient. I am growing. I am okay. I am hopeful.
I am grateful. I am open. I am focused. I am positive. I am courageous. I am protected. I am tolerant. And I am enthusiastic.
The next statements are, with Jesus, I will. I will endure. I will go back to work. I will overcome. I will help. I will laugh. I will heal. I will pray. I will spread joy. I will forgive. I will let go.
I will start fresh, I will smile, I will reach out, I will survive, I will read the Bible, I will ask for help, I will triumph, and I will be victorious.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
So that was the healing part, and now we're going to share with you some hopeful quotes from the Bible.
Hopeful quotes.
And there's so many, especially in the Old Testament, in from the book of Psalms. The one I like is, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You are my rod and staff, for they comfort me.
Humble yourselves then under God's mighty hand, so that he will lift up you up in his own good time. Leave all your worries with him, because he cares for you.
Tell everyone who is discouraged, be strong. And do not be afraid. God is coming to your rescue. God is our refuge and strength and ever present in our troubles.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy.
Yeah, these are very powerful quotes, especially from the Old Testament. And there's just so many. We can only pick a few, right? Because it is the gospel. The Bible is good news. Now, it's not just the gospel, the good news. It's the story of creation. It's about love. There's so many good things. And that, you know, in reading the Bible more together, a lot of a big part of this show is because of that, is because of the beautiful words that we, you know, we are sharing with you tonight. And the last part on hope is, this is one of my favorite passages from the book of Romans, right? And therefore, we have been justified through faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. I think this quote is like the whole show squeezed into one passage, right?
You always talk about this passage. You really, really love this passage because I think it brings a lot of hope.
A lot of peace and hope. And that comes from Romans chapter 5, 1 through 5. And, you know, you can have all the money in the world and you can have riches and power. But if you don't have peace in your heart, if you don't have hope for a better tomorrow, then what is it all about, right? Mm-hmm. And these things are experienced when we put Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, as number one.
Yeah, and it's given all through the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, when, you know, there's so much going on, right? And I really love this, another passage, we'll get into more of the Holy Spirit shortly, is that Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit. Like, he just breathed, you know, so when we breathe,
it's a release.
Yeah, it's a relief. We can start to be more hopeful.
It's giving it over to God.
Yeah, this is when the healing starts. This is when we become, we can persevere, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what this, the first part of the show is, perseverance, healing, and hope. Right? Mm-hmm. And so we hope that, you know, the first part of the show was something you can relate to. If you, you know, just take a moment, sit back. We're going to play a song for you now and just meditate on, you know, as mentioned, maybe one word that we said, or maybe something that you're going through, right? And when we come back, we will be talking about the Holy Spirit. Thank you and see you soon.
Change our lives, O Lord.
You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
Prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Amen.
Amen. A very powerful prayer.
I love that prayer.
Yeah. As we enter the next part of our show this evening in regards to Pentecost and the Holy Spirit. So the definition of Pentecost originates from the Greek word meaning penta, which is 5 or 50. So we are now in the Easter season, but Pentecost is 50 days after Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Pentecost is the day we celebrate the Holy Spirit and the birth of the church. So what is it?
It's the happy birthday to the church.
Happy birthday to the Catholic Church. So a few more things about the Holy Spirit. It is the third person of the Blessed Trinity. And on Pentecost Sunday, when the Holy Spirit descended on the apostles and Mother Mary, they were granted the gifts of the Holy Spirit. These gifts helped them to fulfill their mission to preach the gospel to all the ends of the earth. So one day, maybe, hopefully, we will get the tongues of fire like the apostles and Mother Mary did. But you see, the Mass is not over, so after Mass, we are sent out.
Right.
All over the world.
Yeah, and as Christians, that is our mission, to spread the good news of the gospel.
Yeah, and just a little thing, when you pass by our church, All Saints in Etobicoke, have a close look at the sign. There you'll see the apostles and Mother Mary with the tongues of fire on the day of Pentecost in the upper room. So the Holy Spirit is in many parts of the Bible, even in the Old Testament.
Yeah, and so one one passage from the Bible is from Genesis.
Yeah, right at the very beginning.
At the very beginning, and it says, "The Spirit of God was hovering over the water and said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light."
Later on, we hear, "And the angel answered and said to Mary, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God."
Yeah, and that's from the Gospel of Luke.
Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit was present when Jesus was baptized at the Jordan.
And from the Gospel of John, we hear the upper room, or we read about the upper room when Jesus had said, "He breathed on them, and they said to them, 'Receive the Holy Spirit.'"
Yeah, that's what we hear on Divine Mercy Sunday. And we read from the book of Acts, and that's a very deep and powerful book. Sometimes it's called the fifth gospel. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues of fire, distributed themselves, and they rested on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they were speaking with in other languages, because the Holy Spirit gave them the power.
Can you imagine being in that room and that happening? That must have been kind of like, wow.
Yeah.
Like surreal.
We were at a class in regards to the Holy Spirit. And we did a Mass, and you can really feel the presence, you know. There's sometimes people have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Some speak in tongues.
Mm-hmm. Some That's have quite the sight to see.
Yeah, and people, the gift of listening, the gift of interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
So the Holy Spirit is there. All we have to do is say yes.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit works in marvelous ways.
So right now we're going to share with you some of the words we use for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, some of the words are author of Scripture, comforter, counselor, advocate. The Holy Spirit is the paraclete, the teacher, the intercessor, and the Spirit of God.
Yeah, the Spirit of God. So it affirms, it awakens. There is conversion, and we are restored. So some of the symbols of the Holy Spirit are water, fire, and the dove. So we only have so much time, but we just wanted to get the basics of the Holy Spirit and Pentecost. So there are seven gifts of the Pentecost. And
of the Holy Spirit.
Seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the first one is wisdom, our ability to value spiritual things over worldly ones. The next one is the gift of understanding, helps us grasp the truth of the faith more easily and profoundly. Then there's counsel. It acknowledges the difference between right and wrong and bestows proper judgment.
Then there's the gift of courage, which sustains our decision to follow the will of God in any situation. The gift of knowledge, which is an awareness of God's plan. And it's not simply accumulating facts, but rather understanding God's purpose and how we ought to respond to that. Finally, is piety or reverence. And that is our obedience to God and our willingness to serve Him. And then lastly is the wonder and awe. And this gift makes us aware of the glory and majesty of God. And so we can think of all these gifts that come from the Holy Spirit as a way of helping us to persevere in this time.
Yeah, especially now where there's so much going on, because of isolation, because of quarantine, right? You're not able to see your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
So we really recommend you pray on these, right?
Yeah, we really need to reach out to the Holy Spirit. Pray to Him. Allow Him to be our guide in this time.
Maybe for every day of the week, you pick one. One day it's courage. Mm-hmm. One day it's understanding.
Great idea.
Right? See, the thing about praying, you have to pray with your heart. You have to pray with a willing desire. And that's it. The prayers don't have to be long. They don't have to be complicated. A prayer is something when you turn your heart and the willingness to be with the Lord and listen. And you know what? It can even be one word. You know, it's great if it's more.
Yeah.
But you could even start with one word. And that's what, you know, we mentioned at the beginning. If there's one word or one phrase you take away with you, that is the power of the Holy Spirit, because as strong and powerful as it is, it's also very simple and not complicated, right? It's all about love, the power of love.
Yeah, and from these seven gifts come the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. And they, these gifts bear a lot of fruits. So the first fruit is piety or love. Then there's joy, peace. There's patience that comes from peace, right? There's kindness, goodness, long-suffering.
Yeah, that's one that not too many people like, is the long-suffering. And, you know, that's, hey, Jesus on the way to the cross, look at that.
Yeah, and it's also connected to patience, isn't it? There's also compassion, faith, modesty, obedience, and finally, chastity.
So you could, in your own time, maybe you can look into those and, maybe pick one, pick a fruit, pick a gift and a fruit for the day and, pray on that. So a couple of quotes from the New Testament, book of Matthew. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way when his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, where they came together and she found to be with child from the Holy Spirit.
And from the
Book of John. Yeah, that's there's just so many, right? We don't know where to start or where to go, right? So we're picking John.
Okay, let's pick John. That's good. So from the Gospel of John, we hear, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you."
One of my favorites is from the book of Acts. And if you get a chance, read it. There's so many wonderful verses. It says, "And on that day, there was 3,000 converted on the day of Pentecost." Later on in the book of Acts, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. And as mentioned before, they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them to. And this is the favorite quote where, you know, you have to know like 14 different languages, like Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of
Mesopotamia,
Judea,
and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Phrygia,
and Pamphylia.
Yeah.
And then the easy one is Egypt.
So you really have to practice those words if you're proclaiming the word at that time.
Yeah. And this was the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, it was born on the day of Pentecost to spread the message of Jesus throughout the world.
We have now another prayer to the Holy Spirit, and it's a prayer for wisdom, courage, and strength. O Holy Spirit, beloved of my soul, I adore you. Enlighten me, guide me, strengthen me, and console me. Tell me what I ought to do and command me to do it. I promise to submit to everything that you ask of me, and to accept all that you allow to happen to me. Just show me what is your will.
Yeah, it's so important just to stop and make the Holy Spirit the guide, right?
In times of struggle and you're, you know, in need of help, just pray to the Holy Spirit to be your guide.
Just want to say one thing, that most of the show is the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. right? Like we get notes, we get information, we get prayers. And just when we think we have the whole show lined up, the Holy Spirit, like,
is there to
a sudden gush of wind, right? A really strong force that takes us in a complete different direction. And that's the beauty and the grace that, you know, when we do this show, like we truly feel a power and presence of the Holy Spirit guiding us.
Yeah. And we're bringing us wisdom to say the next best thing.
And to all the listeners who are listening, we hope, you know, you too feel that energy and that power, because, you know, it's the one of the greatest things on this world. So,
amen to that.
Yeah. St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. Pray in me, Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may be all holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my works too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love what you are, and that is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend what is holy. Guard me, O Holy Spirit, that I may also be holy.
Yeah, so breathe in me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
O breath of God.
So when we choose the Holy Spirit, it replaces turbulence with calm. It replaces anxiety with a quiet confidence.
It replaces fear within us with a strong faith. The Holy Spirit replaces the bitterness within us with the sweetness of grace. Holy Spirit replaces the darkness within us with a gentle light. The Holy Spirit replaces coldness within us with a warm, loving warmth.
Yeah, beautiful. So, again, the Holy Spirit, when we say yes to it, amazing things will happen. And that's what happened when Thomas, one of the apostles, didn't believe. And on the day of Pentecost, they have the reading from the Gospel of John. And we're just going to go near the end of it when Thomas believes right? When he finally sees the holes in Jesus' hands. And what does he say?
He says that famous phrase, "My Lord and my God."
Jesus said to him, "You have come to believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen yet believe." Now, the ironic thing is that faith is something that you can't see. And so is this coronavirus. It's something we cannot see.
So tiny.
So tiny.
It's microscopic.
Yeah, that only, you know. So we have, you might want to call a battle between two things we don't see. So what we need to do is to weigh on the side of faith, our faith in the Holy Spirit, that it will overcome, right? And it will, because it has beaten many plagues throughout the centuries, and it will be taken care of, and hopefully soon. So, and we have one more prayer before we start talking about Mother Mary.
Yeah, and this prayer is a prayer to the Holy Spirit through Mary. Holy and Divine Spirit, through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, your spouse, bring the fullness of your gifts into our hearts. Comforted and strengthened by you, may we live according to your will, and we die praising your infinite mercy. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. So what a perfect way for our next part of the show is Mother Mary.
Yeah, and we thought we would talk a little bit about Mother Mary because it is the month of May.
Yeah, May is dedicated to the month of Mary.
Yeah.
Because of what is today? Today is May 13th.
And it's Our Lady of Fatima.
Yeah. And it's also Mother's Day, right? That we just celebrated Mother's Day. So,
And it's also our niece's birthday.
Yeah.
Ashley.
And yours truly, May 22nd.
Yeah, so. That's coming up.
Yeah.
But I'm just talking about the 13th.
Yeah. So why is May the month of Mary?
So, yeah, the month of Mary. Why is that a tradition that it's dedicated to Mary? Well, we found out that it came about around in the 13th century. And some say because it was created to replace various pagan cults. And the actual reason is that the fact that this month is the time when spring is at the height of its beauty. And spring is also connected with nature renewing itself. So May is seen as the month of life and motherhood. Even long before there was Mother's Day that it was ever conceived. And, you know, that this celebration is connected to honoring maternity during the spring months. So in this way, Mary gave new birth to the world when she gave birth to our Savior, Jesus Christ. So it's the link between Mary and the month of Mary really became popular. I think it was really the Jesuit order that really spread it throughout every Catholic church.
Yeah, I think it was early in the 17th century. So now today is May 13th, a very special day in the Catholic Church. It is Our Lady of Fatima, and we're going to share with you some history on Our Lady of Fatima.
Yeah, so in 1917, as the World War I was being fought, Our Lady appeared to three children as they shepherded their parents' sheep near what is now the Fatima Grotto. And so Mary, our mother, appeared six times in all, beginning on May 13th and concluding on October 13th. So what we know...
there was three beautiful little children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what were there? And just a little bit more about Fatima?
Yeah, and so... we know what happened. What happened is through Sister Lucia, and who later became a Carmelite nun, and she wrote in her memoirs all about the three children and what they experienced. And she talks about a lady clothed in light, and who revealed to them the secret in three parts. And the first part was she let the children see a brief vision of hell. And then the second secret was that Our Lady told them that the World War I would soon end, but another world war would break out if people did not stop offending God and Russia was not converted. And so, so these first two secrets were made public in 1941, but the third, which speaks about the persecution of the church and the assassination of a bishop dressed in white, was only revealed to us not until the year 2000. And that became, that came to our awareness through John Paul II, because there was an attempted assassination of him, right? On May 13th, Our Lady of Fatima Day in 1981.
Yeah, wow.
Well, and she came to his aid.
Yeah, right? that day, because as the story goes, there was a young child that was being lifted up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And for that brief moment, the shooter got distracted.
Absolutely.
Right? And mm-hmm. because, he didn't want to shoot the child, right, to hurt the child, or his main focus was the Pope, he was not able to accomplish that. And so we truly believe Mother Mary was present there. So we were there.
That's a little bit about Our Lady of Fatima.
Yeah, we were there about
at our honeymoon.
Yeah, that made me wonder, boy, what was it, 5 years ago or, gee, coming on 15?
Yeah.
And we truly felt presence of peace and joy. And
so beautiful.
You know,
so
it's beautiful. just truly incredible when, if you're able to visit that holy site of Fatima or even Lourdes, these holy sites where Mary appeared, it's something we highly recommend. So I just want to say a few more little prayers before we close. Mary, the health of the sick, pray for us. Mary, the comforter of the afflicted, pray for us. So, we've come to the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you for listening. Just a recap of the evening.
Yeah, so we gave you a little bit of reflections on our three topics, which were perseverance, healing, and hope, all through the Holy Spirit and Mary, our mother. Hope we're able to give you some, a little bit of thoughts and insights in, these times that we're going through, how we can persevere, how we can have hope and healing and overcome these challenging times in dealing with the COVID, as well as other challenges that we may face and illnesses we may face.
Yeah, things
beyond
that
COVID.
Things we never thought of, right? We thought, everything's going good, and then all of a sudden, it's like the world stopped, right? But, as we started at the beginning, let's not be what people that wonder what happened. Let's be people who make things happen.
Amen.
Amen. So with that, wanted to thank all the listeners who've been part of this broadcast. Thank you so much, especially the listeners of All Saints. We want to thank Alex and all the wonderful people at Radio Maria for making this happen. And thank you for all your support and donations to Radio Maria. And especially the Holy Spirit and Mother Mary. We stay close to you and we love you. So until next month, we will have the closing prayer.
Yeah, I hope you'd see you all next month. So the closing prayer. Lift me up, Lord, and show me your face. Give me hope and grant me the grace to continue my journey undisturbed by emotions I feel. Give me the understanding of how you carried your own cross, embracing it and carrying it out of love for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Take care. God bless and stay safe.
The joy of Jesus be with you, and
You have been listening to Jesus With Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.